This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While the world marks 1 year since Russia's invasion, Ukraine said its forces repelled Russian assaults along the length of the front line Thursday as President Vladimir Putin, empty-handed after a bloody winter offensive, talked up Russia's nuclear arsenal. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Western officials said Russia had planned an offensive to capture new territory ahead of the anniversary to give President Vladimir Putin a victory to announce. Moscow's forces have made progress trying to encircle Bakhmut, but have taken heavy.
Meanwhile, Putin announced plans on Thursday to boost Russia's nuclear arsenal after suspending participation in the START nuclear arms treaty this week.
We will continue to inundate our forces with advanced technology. There are new strike systems, intelligence gathering and communications equipment, drones and artillery systems.
Russia still holds nearly a fifth of Ukraine, despite losing territory in major battlefield setbacks in what it calls its special military operation.
That is Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually on Friday with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and announce new sanctions against those aiding Russia's war effort. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
The same group came together and imposed sanctions on Russia last year, just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Thursday that the leaders on Friday will discuss how to continue supporting Ukraine and how to increase pressure on Russia to end its aggression. Jean-Pierre said the new sanctions will include Russian banks, technology, and defense sectors and will impact both people and companies involved in the conflict. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. China has called for a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia and the opening of peace talks as a part of a 12-point proposal to end the conflict. The plan was issued Friday morning by the foreign ministry and also urges the end of Western sanctions imposed on Russia. Measures to ensure nuclear facilities, the establishment of humanitarian corridors for the evacuation of civilians, and steps to ensure the export of grain. Disruptions in which have caused global food prices to spike. China has claimed to be neutral in the conflict, but it has no limits relationships with Russia and has refused to criticize its invasion of Ukraine. An Australian newspaper is reporting the nation's main domestic spy agency has quietly expelled a Russian spy ring from the country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Australian Security Intelligence Organization revealed earlier this week that it had detected and disrupted a major spy network, but did not name the country responsible. The Sydney Morning Herald reports it was Russia. Citing unnamed sources with knowledge of the operation, the newspaper says the spy ring comprised purported embassy and consular staff, as well as other operatives using deep cover identities. It reports the spies were forced out of Australia over the past 6 months, with their visas canceled or simply not renewed. I'm Ben Thomas.
A new poll shows that just 40% of U.S. adults approve of how President Joe Biden is handling relations with China, and a majority of them are anxious about Beijing's global influence. The finding in the survey by the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs Research come as the White House is seeing its agenda increasingly shaped by global rivalries. About 6 in 10 of those questioned say they are gravely concerned about China, the world's second largest economy after the United States. Biden has portrayed the domestic agenda on infrastructure and computer chip development as part of a broader competition with China, and he argues that the future is at stake. Russia has launched a rescue ship to the International Space Station for 2 cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut.
Concern about China's global influence as a threat to the U.S. is similar to last year, but has grown steadily to 60% in recent years, from 54% just after President Joe Biden took office, and 48% in January 2020. While Biden views the preservation of NATO and countering Russian aggression as necessary, most U.S. adults say it should not come at the expense of their economy.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. There's more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.